Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The partisan impeachment started by the House Democrats is dangerous and undermines the Constitution. We're going to be talking about the legal insufficiencies of this impeachment process on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. The amazing thing that we see in this impeachment process is that it violates every precedent and every principle of fairness governing impeachment inquiries since the founding of our republic. For more than 150 years, when the first situation of impeachment arose, and certainly going back to the original Constitution, none of this process is consistent with, frankly, it violates the Constitution. The Constitution provides for a very limited area of impeachment, and it involves if a president commits treason. That didn't happen in this case. Bribery, that's not happening here, where the president is getting a bribe. It's not even alleged. And it says, or high crimes in misdemeanors. But what is high crimes in misdemeanors? According to the precedent, it's violation of a criminal law. There's no allegation. And so when we look at the precedents, Matt, this is outrageous. It's no wonder why even those that are politically not aligned with President Donald Trump have indicated serious concerns how this undermines the Constitution and how this sets a very dangerous precedent. In fact, there is no crime, there's really no violation at all, certainly not a high crime or a misdemeanor alleged in any of the two articles that the House sent over to the United States Senate.
Yeah, and don't forget, that's because they had to rush it through. They couldn't subpoena witnesses. They couldn't wait. They had to get through the political manifestations. And this is a political impeachment of the impeachment. Send it over. And now there's an incomplete, there are two incomplete articles of impeachment. In civil law, you move for dismissal on failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. There's no cause of action. There's no probable cause, and there's not even a crime being asserted.
So the president did nothing wrong. This is against the Constitution. So why are we wasting time doing this?
Oh, that's the maddening situation here. Millions and millions of dollars, and the House can't get anything done because they're always focused on this issue. Right. The first article alleges, quote, abuse of power, close quote. Now, that focuses on a telephone call with the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, the January 25 phone call. Well, first, the transcripts of both the April 21 call that was done before and the July 25 call make absolutely clear that the president did nothing wrong. The president took the extraordinary step to declassify the summary of that phone call, and you can see that. It's completely transparent. There's nothing wrong. Second, President Zelensky himself and other Ukrainian officials have repeatedly confirmed that the call was good and normal, using their words, and that there was no quid pro quo, and that no one pressured them to do anything. Third, the two individuals who have stated for the record that they spoke to the president about the subject actually exonerate him. The ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, stated that when he asked the president what he wanted from Ukraine, the president said, quote, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo, period. Senator Ron Johnson reported that when he asked the president whether there was any connection between security assistance and investigations, the president responded, no way. I would never do that. And then fourth, the bilateral presidential meeting took place in the ordinary course, and the security assistance was sent, all without the Ukrainian government announcing any investigations. So during this particular phone call, the questions came up about Ukraine, not Russia. Ukraine, not Russia, actually was involved in trying to manipulate the presidential election outcome in 2016. And so there were some irregularities, and President Trump just simply asked the president of Ukraine to look into it. And of course, part of that was Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, because Joe Biden had specifically demanded that the former Ukrainian president fire one of the Ukrainian prosecutors that was investigating Hunter Biden's company, where he served on the board and was getting paid $50,000 or more a month. Some say it was actually up to $80,000 or more per month.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, now, Matt, the Ukrainians say that President Trump has provided more support, military support, providing the sale of weapons so that they can defend themselves, than the presidents before him, including the Obama administration. They say that things have dramatically improved under President Donald Trump. So the so-called abuse of power, which they say, well, the abuse of power is that he conditioned federal money on whether Ukraine would investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And that's absolutely not true. The Ukrainians say that it's not true. The Ukrainians say that there was never a quid pro quo. That is not a criminal issue anyway. And in fact, the president is one who the Constitution is invested with incredible authority to deal with international counterparts, such as the Ukrainian president. It's not Congress, it's the president of the United States, one of those plenary powers that the Constitution vests in the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, and the president's legal team put together a great summary in the president's answer to the Senate for the trial, asking, basically saying that the two articles of impeachment must be rejected. And Gordon Sondland, their only fact witness that had direct communications with the president about the allegations, has said that when he asked the president if he want, I want nothing, no quid pro quo. So the only actual testimony that they have that could be considered evidence at all is from Gordon Sondland, who completely exonerates the president. So they're saying basically that these two articles of impeachment, they need to just be rejected. They shouldn't even.
And Holly, let's look at the second one, which is even more disturbing. The second one is that the president, quote, obstructed justice of the House by not complying with subpoenas issued by the House. Now, understand, the president has plenary power. Also understand that the Constitution requires that when an impeachment investigation begins, it doesn't begin in a committee. It has to begin with a full House vote. That was never done. So a committee of the House began an impeachment inquiry issuing subpoenas weeks before they actually went to the House. They actually started taking testimony weeks before they went to the House for a vote. The Office of Legal Counsel, the Department of Justice, have all concluded that those subpoenas were legally insufficient, that the House had no authority. In fact, even others who have commented on the constitutionality, those subpoenas were legally insufficient. Even if they were legally sufficient, the president, by asking a court to review this, does not abuse of power. That's how the process works.
Right. But you know what's really disturbing is apparently when the House Democrats realized that he did nothing wrong in this phone call, Adam Schiff created a fraudulent version of the phone call and read it to us, the American people, at a congressional hearing.
Into the record.
Into the record, yeah.
What does that say?
Yeah, it's just a sham. And
yes.
So the whole process, there's so much that we can talk about. The actual memo of defense is about a couple hundred pages long, and it is quite revealing from a constitutional standpoint. Even statements by Gerald Nadler before this whole process began. Mm-hmm. and other Democrats who are now leading the charge, saying that you could never have an impeachment that is partisan because it wouldn't be valid. Well, this one is only partisan. It's going down party lines. If you can just simply have a majority in the House and therefore get enough people to file articles of impeachment, what does that do to our Constitution? It undermines it. It destabilizes our Constitution. Frankly, it is a mockery of the Constitution. Pray for this process because so much more is at stake. It really is the future of our country and the respect or disrespect of the Constitution of the United States of America. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.